Welcome to the Freedom Center about pride. Pride is about who or what you esteem in your heart and to what level. 1 John 2:16 says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." And 2 Timothy 3:6 speaks of, "Lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil." You see, pride can take many forms, some that we might not even normally think of as pride. Pride is a quality or state of being proud, which results in having and or displaying excessive honor or esteem to something. Perhaps you are proud of yourself, your accomplishments, your possessions, your job, your family, your name, your power, your position, and so forth. The list can go on and on. Pride and trust in these things raises them above God. Pride says, "I did it. Look at me. I am capable." In other words, you fancy yourself just a bit too much. There's a difference between feeling satisfied and thankful about an accomplishment and being proud or raised up about it. It is about where you place importance and honor. The Hebrew definition for the word pride describes it as haughtiness, a swelling up, a pomp, an arrogance, or a lifting up. The Greek terms are about self-confidence and boasting. There is a pride that raises its head and even brings contempt for those below it. We tend to think of boastful people, but there are two kinds of pride, loud and quiet. Maybe you have one or the other or both. Any type needs to go. What is quiet pride, you might ask? It is the kind that sits in the corner and thinks to itself and fancies itself above those around it. It won't reach out. It won't lend a hand. It won't get involved. It worries about itself more than others. When you understand the above descriptions, you see that pride is about where you place your importance and what you honor for how you got there. Pride is a heart issue. Daniel 5:20 says, "But when his heart was lifted up and his spirit was hardened in pride." And Obadiah 1:3 says, "The pride of your heart has deceived you." It is a heart issue, and if you don't kick it out, it will harden your heart. You see, pride doesn't hear either. It doesn't listen. It is your ears being stopped up with yourself. You think you are above it and are deceived that somehow you did it. But Isaiah 64:6 is very clear that all of our righteousness is filthy rags and that we can do nothing without the help and direction of God in our life. Remember, this is Satan's specialty. It is how he fell from the grace of God. And he was, as you know, the most beautiful. And he wanted to be lifted up above God. Pride is a choice. Pride thinks, "Look at me and what I am and where I am. I did it. I don't have to unless I want to." Pride is a scoffer. Pride patronizes. And pride says, "I'll put my trust in other things besides God." Pride is from the enemy, Satan and his forces, remember? It's a heart issue, trying to harden you to God's voice, God's touch, and God's influence in your life. It's the enemy trying to get you to focus on and honor anything besides God. Don't be deceived. Turn and soften your heart today. Put your trust and honor in God alone, and He will lift you up far beyond what you ever could imagine. A few other Bible verses I'd like you to think about and look at are Proverbs 16:18. "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Psalms 10:2 says, "The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor." Leviticus 26:19, "I will break the pride of your power," says God, "and I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze." And Proverbs 29:23 says, "A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor." Proverbs 11:2 says, "When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom." 1 Peter 5, 5-7 says, "Submit yourselves to one another and be clothed in humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares about you." So how do we stand against pride? Humbling yourself and honoring God above everything else in your life removes and keeps out pride and its related eventual destruction, as you saw. It will help you change your focus. Realize God gave you all the abilities that you have in the first place. He created you. So to you to think that somehow that you did all this is a bit nuts when you stop and think about it. God put it in you. He placed you where you are, and he connected you whether you acknowledge it or not. There is nothing that goes unnoticed by him. Stop and think about Joseph's life for a minute. Exalted one day, cast down and in jail the next day, and then years later, lifted and placed into one of the highest positions, all because of God's hand on his life. Pride needs to get out of your life, and God's hand needs to come in its place. As we saw, 1 Peter 5, 5-7 says, "Submit to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. And therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares about you." Also, asking God to increase your love for him and others will push out the overabundance of love for yourself and your things. God is love, and perfect love pushes out all the other junk in your life. The Bible says we need to walk in love and the light of God. When we do this, there is no room for scoffing or pride in our heart. It is full of God's love. So ask God today to increase his love in you and your love for others so you can walk in the light of Jesus Christ in his way. Also, ask God to strengthen your spirit with his Holy Spirit so that it stays in control of your flesh. You see, your flesh and your mind desire worldly things, and it's in a power struggle with your spirit for what you will do and who you will be and how you will act. Galatians 5:17 makes this clear. For the flesh wars against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. So, Lord, strengthen my spirit, and thank him that you have a spirit of love, of power, a sound mind, and self-control. And tell him that you will humble yourself and submit to God. Matthew 18:4 says, "Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." And Matthew 23:12 and Luke 14:11 say, "And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." I don't know about you, but I like the second half of that verse a lot better than the first. So stand and stay in love, and when you feel pride trying to creep in, boot it out immediately and praise and thank God instead for where he's placed you and what he's given you. And when you do one of these two things, praise or thank God instead, there is no room for pride in your heart. So let's move on to the ministry prayer section of this Freedom Center, where we're going to kick pride out of our life today. So please bow your head and pray this prayer from your heart after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you love me and that I am your child. I thank you, Jesus, that you paid the price for me to be reconciled to God and for me to live life abundantly. Forgive me for being prideful and lifting up other things above you. I lay myself, my job, my family, my accomplishments, my abilities, my intellect, my possessions, and name anything else that you may have pride in now. Now continue to repeat after me. And I lay these all at your feet, Jesus. I turn from these things back to you, Lord. Remove the pride from my heart and soften it with your love. Forgive me for hurting others with my prideful ways, looks, and words. I don't want pride anymore. I believe that you created me and created others uniquely, and that when I humble myself before you, you will lift me up and bring me honor in due time. Pride and haughtiness, I bind you in the name of Jesus from operating in my life. I rebuke you and cast you out of my heart and life. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I put the blood of Jesus between you and me. Do not return in Jesus' name. There is no room for you in my life. Holy Spirit, pour out the love of the Father on me. Fill up my heart and increase God's love in it every day. Lord, I ask that you loose your spirit of forgiveness, truth, humbleness, and love in my life and my family's life, in Jesus' name. Open my spiritual ears and eyes to hear you and receive your words of life. Relationships, restore in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you give me the grace and strength to go and make anything right that my pride has damaged. I thank you, Lord, that I have a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind and self-control. I stand, Lord, thanking you. You are my God. You are my creator. You are my provider. You are my sufficiency. You are my God. And I am your child. Lord, I know you will do what you said you would in the Bible. And it will complete in Jesus' name. Amen. So be it, brother and sister. Now, when pride tries to sneak back in, and it is sneaky, by the way, Resist it and tell it to go in Jesus' name, and that you want no part of it. Speak out loud, I am a child of God, and I humble myself before God and under His mighty hand. He will exalt me in due time, and great is my reward in heaven. I give you all the glory, Lord God Almighty. Be blessed, stay humble, praise God, and see you in heaven someday. Michelle.